All right, Tom, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tom, how long have you been raising dairy cows in Lewis?
Yeah, here in Lewis, in the Four Corners area, we are just about 3 years now.
All right. And did you grow up on a dairy farm?
I did not. Had family members that had dairy cows, but did not grow up with the background, no.
So what got you passionate about getting involved in dairy cows?
Mostly we discovered raw milk at the advice of a doctor. And after trying it, I was able to resolve a lot of stomach issues I had. And we decided that, you know, it was something we wanted to do permanently. And we went out and bought our first two cows.
So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about raw milk. What makes the raw milk and raw milk products that you make over at Orchard Mountain Farms different from the milk that we can pick up at the grocery store?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the natural composition of milk. Most everything we need is built into that milk. The enzymes so necessary to our gut function is in that natural milk. And so the raw milk offers us a chance to ingest the enzymes that work so beneficially to helping us maintain that solid gut.
So raw milk isn't pasteurized.
And no. We are drinking it as it comes out of the cow. So to speak.
Right. And so, you know, there obviously were issues that caused the FDA to want to start pasteurizing milk. So can you talk a little about some of the health concerns around raw milk versus pasteurized and why we, you know, as a society went towards pasteurized milk?
Absolutely. Of course, originally the idea of distributing milk on a large scale required collecting from several dairy farms. And that used to be done, I mean, you know, all the way back to horse-driven carts. Even after motorized, you still had issues with making large swings and how to keep that milk at a constant temperature where things, number one, the enzymes don't get a chance to break down and the bacteria doesn't get a chance to build. So the truth of it was when pasteurization was introduced, it was life-saving. Because, you know, you bring this bacteria-filled milk back, and now here's a way to clean it and still have people enjoy it. For a lot of people, digestion of that milk works. For another percentage, you've got people who need those enzymes to be able to process the lactose and other byproducts within that milk. So pasteurization began as a life-saving measure, which it truly was, but as the technologies advanced over the years, our farm, for example, we're able to produce that raw milk going by the exact same guidelines that the pasteurized milk does. So if they're pasteurizing, ultra-pasteurizing at 280 degrees, they have an allowable bacterial count of 50, let's say, and on the raw milk side, we govern ourselves to maintain that same standard. So in other words, we're able to do it through quick chilling and the processes we use. We're able to produce the same results without ever inhibiting what naturally comes in that milk.
And so you're doing some of the testing on right there on your farm?
Oh, yes. Every morning we run what's known as a California mastitis test. That's run on every lactating cow. So basically what we end up having is a single cell, any kind of single cell infection is identified immediately to each individual teat. And then basically if we see an infection, then that gets treated, milk gets removed from the herd, et cetera. But the bigger one is, while that's done daily, monthly, we send out a herd sample test that goes up to a lab in Fort Collins, where it's examined for pretty much everything, salmonella, bacteria count, blood platelets, E. coli, pretty much the whole bit. So basically it comes in once a month and says, yep, we verify your California mastitis test is correct.
And so it seems like in the larger food industry, you know, we as consumers, we tend to just automatically trust, you know, the products we get at the grocery store because we know that they're regulated by the FDA. And it sounds like you're self-regulating, but it also sounds like, you know, as a small-scale dairy, your customers also have to know or tend to know more about your own operation to get that sense of trust.
Absolutely. And let's be honest, it's that sense of trust in each other and the local farms that's driving the movement we're all seeing today. And for us, that's paramount. Any of our customers, we welcome them to the farm. We like them to visit, see our process, see our animals. It's just got to be taken to that level again to ensure that quality, as I'm sure you're familiar with. You want your customers to trust you, and you do that through your processes and adhering to those self-governing rules.
Because I think we talk a lot about it, you know, here in Montezuma County about, you know, you hear a lot about with the vegetable farms and also with meat, but I feel like we don't hear about it as much as dairy, and it's
right.
But if it's happening here.
It is, and that was one of the reasons we were so thrilled to join this community.
And can you talk a little bit about how legally that you can provide raw milk to your consumers?
Absolutely. In Colorado, it's a herd share program, and basically what they require is either you own a cow or you own a share in a herd. And then at that point, you can consume the product and any of the byproducts.
How are you actually delivering to your customers?
For me, that was really going back, and my wife, this was going back to childhood, where, you know, we had the milkman at the front door every morning. And for us, it just seems like, maybe that's one of the things that's been lost with modernization, is that face-to-face customer contact. If people have problems with the product, we'd want to know it immediately. Well, if we're seeing them weekly, that makes that a little easier. And while we don't have a lot of cases of that, it's just that way that we can all stay in touch. And this is why, you know, we openly invite all of our customers to the farm, is so they can see that process. You read a lot on the internet, and, you know, people talk, but then you get to go out and see it. It's just a different world. And for us, we try real hard to balance that same love of the animals that we have to our customers as well, because in a herd share situations such as this, you're a large family, and the family together achieves these things, and that's why that one-on-one contact was so important to us.
And so, Tom, if people want to learn more about Orchard Mountain Farms or more about raw milk in general, where can they go to find more information?
You know, a beautiful place to start, we're on Facebook, but also the Raw Milk Association of Colorado has a website. I'm so sorry, I don't have it right in front of me. And when you search for that, you'll actually find a wealth of information on the internet.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming in today, and take care.
Thank you very much.